Mandy,
Hello, Katie.
we're here. We're here.
We
How
are.
are you?
I'm just fine and dandy.
Good, good. I'm glad we found each other. There's
Indeed.
lots to talk about, lots of sports things to talk about, lots of life things to talk about, lots of Olympic things to talk about. I'm so excited about this episode. We're getting so close to the Olympics and things are getting fun. So
Indeed.
I'm ready. So tell me about your week. What have you been up to, ma'am? Have you flipped off any more drivers doing 10-point turns into parking spaces?
Well, no, there was an encounter.
I'm
Katie's
really scared.
face right now, y'all. So Susie, my best friend since the fifth grade, who lives down here, went to Moultrie to see her dad for the fourth. And so I said, I will be glad to keep Gracie for you.
Done.
Because Susie sort of lives, if you're familiar with the area, Susie lives in a neighborhood behind the outlet malls. So it's
Okay.
like on the bayside, and
Yep.
it's, neighborhood, so it's a little more quiet than my crazy Tauron infested area. So I went to see these like the afternoon of the fourth, hang out with Gracie, and it was great. I also love the fact I always take all of my laundry.
Love it.
It's We have community laundry here, which is fine. And I have it figured out that if I do laundry on like Saturday mornings, it's
Yeah.
great because everybody's checking out. So it's not a big deal. And it's really no different than if your laundry room is on a different floor of your
Yep.
house, that because it's just upstairs, it's not bad. But it is nice to just, be able to just walk 5 steps to the washer and dryer. So that's what I did and came home. So I had all my clean laundry. I had some food, that I had to take. I had several things to like unload out of my car when I got home on Saturday afternoon. And that's a tricky time, Saturday afternoon,
It's the
because
in
people are
between.
checking in. So I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to find a parking place or not, because we don't have reserved parking places. And I live in a mixed use building. So, it's just the plight of my summer. I'm fine with it. But so I'm pulling up and there is a parking place right in front of my building. And I'm like, score, I'm
Love it.
living right. But there was a car coming the other direction. And so I had to wait. So I turned on my blinker to
Yeah.
indicate that I'm turning into this parking space. And I will be daggone.
They didn't.
Some woman in a golf cart
Stop it.
does not just whip in behind that car that was coming from the other direction and turn into my parking place.
Did what I would have told her she's number one.
I just stared at her and her poor friend. So it was like she and her daughter in the main part of the golf cart, and then a friend and her daughter were on the part that faced backwards.
Yeah.
So the poor friend was the one having to look at me, and I'm just looking at him with my blinker on, just looking at him.
Yeah.
Like, really? Really? You're gonna do this? and her friend was like pointing, like,
Yeah.
there's a space literally in front of where our elevator is that
Yeah.
is not a parking space, so people can use it for like ingress and egress with a luggage
Yeah.
cart and stuff. But you can pull in there, and
Yeah.
so that's what my thought was. That's what I'll do is I'll whip around and come in and pull in there, unload, and then go park in the back 40. But I found a parking place that wasn't, it was on the other side of like the artist market. So I mean, it was a hole, but
Right.
it wasn't way far away. And I was hustling because I wanted to give him the stink eye. And carrying all my stuff,
Yeah.
pack mule. I wanted to give him the stink eye, but no, I didn't. It just went on, and I forgave them, and here we are. But yeah, other than that, I haven't really left the house. So no, I
Oh,
haven't.
good. I love that for you.
Other than the times I've left, no, I haven't encountered any more traffic woes. But I will tell you what I saw yesterday. I think it was on the Washington Post Instagram account.
Okay.
It was showing some protest in Barcelona, and
Oh, yes.
the Barcelona natives are protesting tourism because they say that it's over tourismed, which I can particularly relate to. And the way
Yes.
the protesters were protesting is they have water guns.
Look, I think you should now keep one in your car because you could have squirt. They have no protection in the golf cart. You could
These
have squirted those people.
people are sitting there eating and you're just getting started with water guns.
I think you should do it.
I would be all over it. The only thing is, it would feel really good to get squirted with a water gun right now. So you'd have to like leave it out so the water gets nice and toasty, or either fill it
Yes.
with like lemonade so it was nice and
Ooh.
sticky.
I was actually thinking Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Turn them
Yeah.
pink.
Yeah.
That's a prank we used to pull, at camp, was putting Kool-Aid in the shower heads when we were mad at
Oh, my
people.
Lord.
Yeah. And so, yeah.
So yeah, that was really tempting. I
I
liked
love
that.
it.
Yeah, I liked that idea.
I love it.
But yeah, it's other than that, I've just been hanging around.
I love it.
Hanging
Has
around.
the month of no lapped over into July?
Yeah, well, I haven't really had many requests
Okay.
to say no to. My mother did ask me. I think I already told this story. She's like, "Are you not?" She wanted me to come up to take her to her second part of her driver's
Oh yeah,
test.
no.
You're not coming up here before or after we go to Hawaii?
No.
No, sure not.
Not doing it.
So,
Love
yeah,
it.
but no, really, other than that, just watching some baseball. The Phillies, and the Braves played. So the crazy
Okay.
hitter villains. We're in Atlanta. And so my friend Kelly and I have watched most Braves games together for years now, Texas
Right.
before. And this year our friend Casey has joined us. Casey, I met Casey through Birch. Kelly
Right.
and Casey were sorority sisters at Georgia Tech.
Oh, look at that.
And so the three of us have started this text thread where we watch basically every game together back and forth. And they got so they're so the both of them are oldest daughters who are
Same.
athletic.
Not.
And so they're very competitive. And so
Same.
they get so tickled at me because we were talking about so Bryce Harper was injured. He didn't play, and Kyle Schwarber was also injured and did not play. And they were talking about how much they hate Bryce Harper, blah 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 blah. And
Yeah.
then they said something about Kyle Schwarber. Listen, I almost made Kyle Schwarber my baseball player of the week last week because I
Oh.
do love Kyle Schwarber so much.
You could have done that.
Kyle, I first knew Kyle as a Cub in
Okay.
2016, the year they won the World Series. And he had a collision in the outfield, like one of the very first games of the season, and tore his ACL. And we know from Ronald Acuña how long it takes to recover from an
Yes.
ACL injury, right?
Yes.
Kyle Schwarber made it back for the World Series that
Stop
year
it.
and had several heroic home runs. So, like, he is beloved in Chicago.
Yeah.
And so that's how I first got to know him. And he's everybody, everywhere he's ever been, talks about what a great teammate he is. And what had prompted me to think about sharing it last week was they played the Cubs before they came to Atlanta, and a kid had his major league debut and beat the Cubs. Womp womp.
Womp womp.
But pitched a great game and good for him. Well, when they were doing, and he came out in like the sixth or seventh, whatever. So when they're at the end of the game, when they're doing the handshake line, Kyle Schwarber, this is who Kyle Schwarber is. Kyle Schwarber goes and gets that kid and moves him to the front of the handshake line because he had just gotten his first major league win.
Yeah, I
Like,
love
that's
that.
just who Kyle Schwarber is. I love Kyle Schwarber.
I love that.
Kelly and Casey are like, no.
They beat us.
He's a
No.
Philly and we hate him. So
Ugh.
then Looper posted a picture with Brandon Marsh, who's
Yep,
the
the
wet
hair.
head, big beard, just looks ridiculous. The Braves organist plays Smelly Cat when he comes up to bat. So we call him Smelly Cat. Well,
I love it.
Blooper had posted a picture with Brandon Marsh, and like they, because Blooper has started at every game like playing games with an opposing player. And so then, but then he and Brandon Marsh just posted a picture, and Blooper's like, "Some of y'all are gonna cry, some of y'all are gonna love it, whatever, whatever." Here with Katie, I mean with Kelly
Casey.
and Casey, because I didn't want them to get mad at Blooper.
Yeah, don't be mad at Blooper, but he is kind of a hometown kid, right?
Exactly. They don't care. They don't care. They don't care. He's a Philly and they hate him. It made me
Hate him.
laugh so hard. So sure enough, last night, Kelly shared it. She was like, "Did y'all see this?" I was like, "Yeah, I didn't tell y'all
I
about
didn't
it.
tell
I
you
didn't want
about
y'all
it.
to get mad at
I
Blooper."
mean, the Phillies are doing really well. I hate to tell those two, but
Oh, they know.
yeah, I
Listen,
love it.
we're only 7.5 games back. I ain't worried.
Okay, I love that for you.
I ain't worried. Also,
Okay.
I am happy for us to do something different this season than we've done the last two
Okay.
seasons, because we've seen how the last two seasons have ended, which is getting our butts beat by the Phillies
Yeah.
in the first round. So I'm happy for us to approach this postseason differently. I think it'll be fine. We're
It'll be
good.
great.
We're all good.
I don't think Acuña will be back, though. I don't think he's that
No,
swift.
not even a chance.
Nope. Nope.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's good. So that's all I've been doing.
Well, good. That's enough.
I ain't mad about it.
No, don't be. Don't be.
What's been going on with you?
Well, y'all know because I recorded from there last week, but I was up at the lake with a friend of mine and her family. Her whole family has kind of taken me in. And when I was leaving, it kind of hit me. You know, I was real sentimental about the whole Morris thing last week and not being with my own family for whatever reasons. But it is hard as a single to not feel like a stray puppy that people take in sometimes. And
Yeah.
my friends have never, any of my friends and their families have never made me feel that way. They've never treated me that way. However,
It's society.
I still feel that way. It
It's society.
is.
It's not them, it's society.
It is. It is. And it was just, it hit me like, you know, it just when I was I cry. I mean, what? How retarded am I? Sorry, I shouldn't use that word, but I felt dumb for feeling and crying when I left because I felt so humbled that they would let me in their world as much as they do.
Yeah, no, I get it. I totally get it. I totally get it. And it's, I mean, I have a friend who's 12 years younger than me. And what, 10 years ago, he was single living down here. I was obviously single living down here. And he looked at me at one point and he was like, "All of your friends are single." And I'm 12 years older than him. And that's just like, it's becoming more common. But when we were young, we didn't see this as an option.
No.
And so, a part of us, even though we are fulfilled and we have made this choice and we are happy with it, there is still always going to be a large part of us. It's like, I'm not doing it right. There's something wrong with me because I'm happy with what I've done and I'm not doing it right. So all I can say is I totally validate it. I totally get it. I've totally been there. And I hope that your friends' children see us and understand that I hope that we're not putting on them the same thing that was put on us.
And really, that's kind of why I was so emotional. It's because they never made me feel that way, even though I felt that way myself. And they went out of their way to make me feel loved. And just like anybody else, you know, just come along just like everybody else. And their kids really do. Like, I've got two different sets of families that I spend a lot of time with, and all their kids want me to come over. They're like, "We miss you. Where have you been? Come back and spend the night and hang out with us." And so I'm hopeful. I think that's something that I hadn't thought of this time when I was so emotional about it, that we really are setting a good example for the children as well, that you don't have to, there are opportunities to be included in a family setting without having your own.
And then, I mean, Susie and I were laughing this week because she went to see her dad, and then but she's not really in contact much with her brother. Neither one of she nor I have ever had children. And so we laugh all the time about
Yeah.
how, like, we're gonna be living together.
Yeah.
We're the golden girls.
Yeah.
And
Same.
I can't remember what we were talking about last night, but I texted her and I was like, "We just need to go ahead and find a duplex." And she was like,
Yeah.
"You'll kill me." I'm like, no, a duplex is perfect because we'll have our own living space. We'll just share a yard. We'll share a driveway. You can have the garage. We can both take care of the roof. Like, it's
Yeah.
just a shared, a more communal living experience.
Yes.
And I thought, you know what? If you're in construction,
Right.
maybe I'll talk to the nephew about this with his
There we
building.
go. Love
Like, you
that.
should start building some duplexes
Yeah.
because once we get all the boomers out of here,
I know, right?
our generation is going to have a lot of people who don't have kids
Yeah.
and are going to, like, we're all going to have to take care of each other.
My dream is similar. My dream is to have, because I love the water, so I want like a lake in the middle and then a bunch of little tiny houses all around it with like a big pavilion, right? So we can come together when we want to, but we have our own spaces when we need some quiet time. No loud, wild parties, but like just gathering and fellowship and laughter.
Yeah, I think the thing to think about with that is we're gonna need to support each other in ways that husbands and wives have supported each other.
Yes.
How can you possibly buy a home these days without two incomes?
Right.
And how can you maintain it, especially in Florida with our insurance?
Yep.
How the freaking freak can you maintain it with
Yeah.
just one income? So, like, I think we're gonna have to live together. And I
Yeah.
think that's why I'm on a new duplex.
I like that idea. And, you know, me as a person who's going to be living in parsonages from the rest of my
Right.
career,
You're not acquiring any equity in a
I
home.
gotta find something. So I've been thinking a lot about that, about, you know, do I buy something now as a rental property and then when I'm ready, retire to it? I don't know. So I've been thinking a lot about those kind of things.
Yeah. I'll tell you the other thing just for our married friends who are listening. Here's what really grinds my wheels. Are the married people who only reach out to you when their spouse is out of town.
Yep. Yep.
It really, and like part of me understands it, part of me gets it.
Yeah.
But it can also make me feel very
Yep.
marginalized. When the only time, if the only time you ever want to hang out with me, it's because it feels like, well, I don't have any other choice. And now, and Mandy's always
Yep.
around, so I'll just call her,
Yep.
which
That
isn't untrue.
it's not. It's very true. Not for everybody, but certainly for some people, that's how they see us.
Right. So just be aware of that.
Yes, be aware. Yeah. So that's where
But
kind of the stray thing comes in. I mean, there's also some family things for me, but like I'm the leftover choice.
right. Well, and the fact that you felt that even when you had not been made to feel that. I totally get it.
I
But that's society.
Yeah.
That's the
Yeah.
patriarchy.
Yeah.
And we'll work on that. Let's
Yeah.
work on
Well, and you know, I've got a friend who is adopted, and it is starting to feel, is doing some stuff to see if they can find genetic family. And what I told that friend the other day was, there are whole books written about my family tree going back generations. I have books up. They're in boxes, but there's books about it. And you can have books written about your family, or you can be adopted and have no idea who your family is, and you can still feel just as alone.
Right. Right.
So you can still be a stray.
Speaking of adoption, our dedicated listener, my good friend Lee,
Yeah.
also adopted, has found her biological family, and she's actually, God love her, going back to school, like physically, like you are, going to school. She is going to get her degree so that she can become a counselor specializing
I
in
love that.
people who were adopted.
Well, I got somebody she can start
I
with.
know, we should put them in contact. Absolutely.
Oh, Lord. So anyway, I just thought we should unpack that. I'm glad you, I was gonna, so Mandy and I sometimes have therapy before or after our episodes, but I thought this was something good that we should talk about because not everybody that's married or even if you're like divorced and you're newly single again, I mean, I just wanted to validate that those feelings are legit and it's okay. And you're not really astray. There are plenty of us that love and care for you no matter what.
Yeah, and speaking about like your family, knowing your entire history, I mean, also think about being married to somebody that you
Yeah.
hate. Like being in a bad relationship is the loneliest place
It
in the
is.
world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can be surrounded by people and still feel alone. So,
But it's the way that's been manifesting for me lately is sort of like, I'm like, what's my purpose?
yeah.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm helping my clients like get their will. Yeah.
Yeah. That's very important, though.
It is important. And
It
I do know
is.
that, but I'm also sort of like, eh.
Yeah.
Somebody else can do that.
Yeah.
But then again, on the other hand, I know that that's a result of,
Yeah.
the societal norms that, what am I doing? I don't have a husband and children and, so what's my point in life? Because that's what we're here to do, girls.
I
Is
know,
serve
right?
those men and children.
Well, and the other thing too, like we've talked about it. I've got that other podcast. And the main reason I have it is just so there's a record of me.
Yeah.
Right? Like somewhere in the world when I'm gone, they'll be like, otherwise, I don't have any. I mean, I've got my nephew and my nieces who I love and they like me. And I've got all these other, children of friends that like me and whatever. But like, there'll
We
be a record that I existed.
but listen, in that I mean we can you can just hear the patriarchal society in what you're saying.
Oh, I know.
Because like I've got all these children who love me. It has to be a child.
Yeah.
It has to be a child that
Yeah.
validates you.
Yeah.
It has to be it, more importantly, like first the first tier is a child you're related to.
Yeah.
And then like, yeah, that's I'm sorry. I
I
when
know.
1000% understand it,
Yeah.
and I also 1000% call bullshit on it.
Oh, no. But it's hard to undo
It
all that.
is
It's hard to think any
absolutely.
differently. And I'm trying, and it really snuck up on me this past weekend. Like
Yeah,
out of
yeah.
nowhere, like I hugged Becky's mom and I just started crying. She's like, "What is wrong with you? We don't see you as a stray." And I'm like, "But I feel that way."
Yeah.
So anyway, I mean, it's all on me. I got to work through it. But like, what the
This
heck?
is where if we were a sponsored podcast, we would insert our ad for
Right.
BetterHelp. And I could give my personal testimony to my experience with BetterHelp,
You should tag them.
which for like y'all, it was the funniest, like I don't know, it was a probably a month long period of me trying to find a therapist on BetterHelp. It was a riot. I wish we had had a podcast at the time because when I tell y'all that at one point I just hung up. Like, I just hung up on the
Done.
woman. I just canceled. I just closed that Zoom. I didn't even say a word. I couldn't even remember what she said, but I was like, I don't know. Goodbye.
No.
Click the
Click.
Zoom close. Like, BetterHelp's an adventure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, and I'm glad we're talking about it because Katie, we started talking about it. And I was like, no, I think we should talk about it.
Yeah. I think it's important.
Yeah. So listen, we'll keep working on it.
Yeah. Well, it's funny as a part of that, and I just got it from her today. So I shared a bathroom last week with a 15-year-old girl, which is a look,
That's a journey in
who
itself.
was on her
But she
cycle, which
learned all
is,
kinds of things
oh, she was on her cycle too. So it was even crazier.
on her
There were
cycle.
slammed
Open
doors.
her. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hold, please. Let's add this to the Katie old
Okay.
ladyisms. She was on her
Her
cycle.
period. She was on her period. She was sloughing her lining.
Just stop
And
talking.
she was, I mean, there were doors slammed at one point. It was great. But the other thing that she did, which I loved, we got ready together for the dinner for the fourth.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, Miss Katie, you look so pretty today. And I was
Bless you, my child.
like, we, nobody, like, I just normally get ready. Like, nobody, I don't look in a mirror with somebody. So she thought that was really sad. So now every day she sends me a video affirmation telling me how much I'm
Oh,
loved. Now, look, she's
what a
15.
sweet child.
It'll last 10 minutes. Like, I'm any day I'm expecting it to be the
Oh,
last one.
that's a
But
sweet
yeah,
child.
I've gotten, you met her. Yeah, she's real sweet. So I've gotten one every day
Good job, Mom.
from her. I know, right? I
What
know.
a sweet child.
I know. So there's that.
I'll tell you what I thought this morning when I was in the mirror. So I was like, you know, I don't ever even look at myself. I should probably look at myself.
I don't have a full-length mirror. I hate them.
I have a full-length mirror, but like I literally like never look at
Yeah.
myself.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Yeah.
okay. Listen.
Even when I'm like doing my face routine
Like I'm just doing it. I'm
stuff.
not looking.
Well, and I don't have my glasses on, so I can
Can't
see, but
see even
not
if I was
really.
looking.
I know, right? So anyway,
And I'm
that
dang
is
sure not
kind of.
getting one of those magnified mirrors.
Oh, I have to do mascara, and it is scary. It is a scary place to be. So I just do mascara. Otherwise, I poke myself in the eyeball. I did that way too many times.
You can't like lean in this close to it.
No, I'm too short. I
That's
can't reach the mirror. I'm too short.
fair. I do have the
Yeah.
longest torso in the history of the
You
world.
do. You have a little bit more height on me.
I bet you have like some fun products and
Oh, well, she's not a real girly girl. She's very athletic. She's a soccer player and she's on the shooting team at her school. She's going to nationals. And so she's real good. She's very proud that when she turned 16, she'll have the biggest truck in the parking lot of her school.
I love it.
I love this girl. She skis, she tubes, she's great. So she's never really done makeup, and her mom doesn't wear a lot of makeup. So, well, the other thing that we did was Becky and I were her guinea pigs for makeup this week. And
Oh,
so
that's
it
good.
was fantastic. And we did hers and she did ours, and it was real sweet. So I actually gave her some of my stuff I had in my bag that I don't use, and she was just thrilled. So
Good.
she's cute as a little button, but
That's
she
good.
sends me an affirmation every day.
That's the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
I know. So I don't feel like a stray today.
Okay, good. That's all we can do is one day at a time.
Oh, yep. So kind of moving back to the world of sports, I watched a little bit of Wimbledon. I do tennis like I do golf, which I watch the big one because of the traditions and the stories and the pomp and circumstance all around it. Nobody does that better than the Brits. So I've been watching a little bit of Wimbledon, and of course, not many of the royals are there because Kate is the patron of Wimbledon. I still hope she gets to show up to the finals if she feels well enough. But what they've been doing to fill the royal box is they're bringing back and they're inviting all these English and even throughout the Commonwealth, great sports heroes.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it's really cute. Like the other day, they had this Australian old man. I mean, like, oh, he was, I think they say he was 93, but he was the champion back in the 50s or something. And they had him in the Royal Box. It was real cute. They've had soccer players. Of course, David Beckham is always fun to look at. He was there, Federer, you know, all the, and some of the female, like soccer, because English soccer females have gone very far in the World Cup. So they were there and all the things. So that's been nice to see them highlight those athletes. But sadly, Coco's out. So she did not have a very good match the other day, and she was out fairly early, but she is going to the Olympics. So I hope that she does better there.
Yeah.
And then another one of our Americans was knocked out yesterday. I don't remember his name. I don't follow tennis like I follow golf, even. So I don't know much about these people. But I did watch last year, I watched Full Swing. So I know a little bit because I remember some of these names on Netflix. And they didn't do it this year. I think because there's a Netflix curse for the tennis one. Like anybody that goes on Full Swing immediately loses every major tournament that they enter. So they couldn't get mine to do it this year. So there was that. But the other one, and that can't be right. Full Swing is the golf one. I don't remember what the tennis one is, but I thought it was good. The golf one. Did you watch the golf one last year? Did you watch Full Swing?
I watched the first season. I hadn't watched the second season yet.
Okay, so last year was a Ryder Cup year. And part of the Full Swing, first of all, if you didn't watch it, Rory McIlroy found out that LIV and PGA were combining on air, like on camera. The drama was fabulous.
Yeah.
But part of it also was picking the Ryder Cup team. And Keegan Bradley on air was called and told that he would not be on the Ryder Cup team.
Summer.
They had really picked like the fun guys to go to Italy instead of the better players. And we famously lost terribly, terribly, terribly. So this year, the Ryder Cup is at Bethpage or the next cycle. I don't think it happens every year. So yesterday, Keegan Bradley got the call that he was not just going to be on the Ryder Cup team, that he was going to be the captain of the Ryder Cup team.
Good for him.
And it's
Karma
really,
is not just the guy on the Chiefs coming straight home to me.
I know, right? So he's younger than most of the captains. He's still very active on the tour, which is not normal. Normally, that's your job, is to be the Ryder Cup captain.
Right.
But the really sweet thing, and you know, we love a story, and the thing that pulled at my heartstrings the most yesterday was that Keegan Bradley grew up near the course that they're going to play at next, which is in America, Bethpage on the black course. And that kid, when he was in high school, used to sneak on the course at night and practice at Bethpage Black.
Oh, that is sweet.
And now he's going to captain the team that is going to play at Bethpage Black. And I mean, who knows it better than him? I mean, it's a great pick. He knows the course better than probably just about anybody. So
Yeah, that's awesome.
I see the strategy. And I'm really excited for him, but he was pretty excited. The golf world was like, what just happened? Because Tiger was supposed to be it. But he apparently turned it down. So there's that.
There you go.
So if you haven't watched Full Swing, you know, sports to us are all about the stories, especially with golf and tennis, it's more about the stories than the actual competition. But it was a really good season. So definitely go back and watch that.
Well, you know, I canceled my Netflix account.
Oh, you did. That's
But while I
right.
was at Susie's, I did watch the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders.
Oh.
Have you watched that yet?
So I used to watch the show on CMT, but I have not watched the Netflix version of it.
You've got to watch the
Okay.
Netflix. It's good. It's good.
Let me tell you what, those women in charge are not the nicest people in the world.
Listen, There's so one of the girls that was on CMT, can't remember her name. Her mom was a
Yep.
Australian.
Victoria.
She did not make it.
Yep.
Then she came back later and made it.
Yep.
And she was a 4-year veteran going through on this season. And she talks about how she had to take a year off to get right with herself
Yep.
because she had an eating disorder.
Yeah.
Not the least of which was caused by trying to meet these standards. They were showing them, they go through, like, after a game, they go through, like, frame by frame by
Stop.
frame and look at these women and we'll call them over and be like, did you put mascara on your bottom lashes? Don't do that anymore. Did you put bronzer right here? Stop. You don't need to
Oh.
do that. It's making you look heavy. It's fascinating.
What do we do to each other as women?
Wow. It's awful.
What are we doing?
Awful. And that's another, like when we were growing up, Landry, Coach Landry looked like my pawpaw.
Yeah.
And so we loved the Dallas Cowboys. And of course, we all wanted to be a Dallas Cowboy
Of
cheerleader growing
course.
up because that's what we saw,
Yeah.
what we knew was available to us. And
Yeah.
so these women that are running this organization are all older than we are,
Yep.
and they're just carrying through the
Yep.
tradition. Because listen, there's nothing we're better at in the South than carrying on a tradition.
I just think there's a better way, but what do I know?
We know a lot.
We do know a lot. We know a whole lot.
But yeah, it was just there's one little girl who grew up in Jacksonville, went to Alabama, cheered at Alabama, and she is in the show, she's engaged to the very first boy she ever went out with.
Oh. Look, let me just tell you. Thank the Lord, Katie Griffiths did not do that.
Y'all couldn't see me making the vomit emoji
Look,
motion.
it works for some people, and I'm happy
Yes,
when it
and God
does.
bless her. But as the child of a woman
Yeah. Ooh.
who married the second man she ever dated,
Yeah, let me tell you,
I
if
don't
I
recommend.
had ended up with
Here's
either
my
two of
other
those
thing I'm just
people.
going to tell y'all. Let me just tell y'all. Here's what, as the woman of a couple who got divorced after 43 years of marriage, I'm just going to urge you not to tag your picture with my forever wedding date.
Correct.
Because we has previously established karma is not just the guy on the Chiefs coming
Right.
straight home to me. I just would not be testing things.
Don't get matching tattoos. That is a kiss of death. Kiss of death. And sorry to my friend if you're listening to this, buddy. First thing I thought when I met you and your wife. Doomed. We love you. Don't want it to happen, but
Also, while we're on a roll, y'all know that if you have a joint Facebook account with your spouse, we all know that one of y'all cheated and now
yep,
y'all
that's what that
let the
means.
other one have their own. And let me tell you, if you cannot trust your spouse enough to have their own social media account, I'm gonna need you to call BetterHelp.
Yeah. We've got to tag them in this post because sponsor. We need this sponsor more than we need the peaches
I
or
mean,
the grits.
we can we can talk about the therapy we need, but we also talking about the therapy you need.
Need. I know, right? Right. So, continuing on the Netflix theme. We're going to move to our and people that need therapy. Lord help. We're going to move to the Olympic moment. And I know, Mandy, that you don't have Netflix right now, but
Isn't that the
there.
way it happens? Like,
I
I haven't
know.
watched anything on Netflix in a year, and now all of a sudden they're like
And
four things.
now. So I just started today. I'd mentioned it before, but I just in earnest started it today. Sprint. On Netflix, which is getting us ready for the Olympics, following the US and international stars. And international. So we'll know all the names of all the people coming to the Olympics that are runners. I'm very excited. That came highly recommended by my friend who has watched it all. He's the one with the matching tattoos, but whatever. And the Florida fan, same person. So he said episode six. What did he say? Episode six really got him. Hit me like a bus. Did not see it coming. Whatever that means. I'm not there yet. So highly recommend that one. What I've seen so far, I really like it. Same Netflix documentary level product. And then next coming out very soon, which is why I'm watching Sprint today, is Simone on Netflix. So you may need to re-up. It may be time. there's also, which has nothing to do with the Olympics, except Simone uses her music, is one about Taylor and Scooter Braun. So
I already watched that. That was on HBO.
Okay, that might be on my list too.
I watched that one.
Yeah. So all the things. So Sprint, that's what's coming up. We're in that period right now between the trials and the Olympics where there's not a lot going on. They're resting, they're traveling, they're practicing together, they're doing all
the things. Listen, I saw something I'll share it on our Instagram page. I'll go back and find it. Flava Flav was getting somebody hyped up about something.
It's my favorite. My favorite thing. It's my favorite. And then I saw Lil Wayne is sponsoring somebody or was excited about something. I love it. I'm here for it. Totally here for it. The other thing that I saw, and I'd heard this, but then I saw his wife talking about it, was that the correspondent for the Olympics for surfing is Colin Jost. And the thing about surfing in the Olympics is it's not going to be anywhere near France. It's going to be in a French territory. Fiji.
Well, there you go.
That's the hardest assignment, I say with the most sarcasm. She's like, how did he do that? She said that they have a place out on Long Island on Montauk. He loves to surf. So he's like got knowledge about this. He does the sport. But she's like, how in the world did he get this cushy assignment to go to Fiji for 2 weeks?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So he's funny anyway to me. We have the same like dry sense of humor. So I like Colin. I think she's mad that he's not taking her with him because I guess she's probably busy and they've got children. He could take the whole group, but I'm sure she's filming something because she's a badass. But anyway, Colin Jost will be in Fiji. And I just thought that was the cutest thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is a good gig.
Yeah, so we're gearing up, getting ready. I'm already thinking about what I'm going to eat for the opening ceremonies, as one does, as I do. I'm getting ready. I'm super excited.
Well, good. Well, good.
Yep.
Well, speaking of food.
Yeah, speaking of food, Mandy, talk to us.
I just have the most random, chicken cutlet, baby.
Originally, all these notes, all it said was chicken cutlet. Chicken cutlet. I was like, is that all we're doing is just buying
chicken cutlet? Yeah, chicken cutlet. You know, it's one of those things, sometimes you just forget how dang good it is. Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe it was when I got home from Susie's, and I had one chicken breast that I had thawed out, boneless, skinless, and I just, sometimes I won't do it because the thought of it is overwhelming. Because as y'all might imagine, I don't have a lot of counter space.
You don't.
So this whole three-part breading system required really deters me when I don't have space to set out three things. But I was like, no, I'm just going to do it. And I just cracked one egg in a bowl. And I dipped the chicken in it. And then I just sort of sprinkled some panko on top. I didn't make it into this big production. And y'all, it was just so good. I didn't pound the chicken breast out. I didn't do all the things. I just made it real simple. And then I just pan fried it and had it with a bunch of vegetables. And it just hit. It was just good.
I love it.
A good chicken cutlet. for. And so the recipe that I have linked is a Smitten Kitchen recipe, which of course is much more involved than the one that I actually made. But she recommends in that she has a method of how you can freeze them and then just pull one out as needed, which,
Like
as we have discussed previously, the freezer is the single girl's best friend.
Brad?
Yes, you go ahead and fry it and then you freeze it.
Just
Listen.
like Tyson Foods does.
Exactly. You can cancel the Schwann's, man. How fancy was the Schwann's man in 1992? Somebody was bringing you food to your house. What was happening
Oh
in Moultrie,
in
Georgia?
Moultrie, Georgia. Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
Yeah, so a chicken cutlet, y'all. Do
Chicken
it. It's
cutlet.
great on a salad. It's great with all these fresh vegetables you can get at the farmer's market, which leads me to my next thing, which, shocker, is another Smitten Kitchen recipe. This is another one where I've been planning on making it, I don't know, for 10 days at this point, and I haven't done it yet because, listen, it's hot. Hot, and I have no counter space. But it's really easy, but it's a burst tomato galette, but it has corn and zucchini in it. So again, there's no yeast, Katie. It is a dough, but it's easy.
That looks so good.
So you make the homemade dough. You have to make it a little bit ahead of time. So you make the dough, you put it in the fridge, and then you roll it out, and then you cook the filling separately. So it's tomatoes and corn and zucchini, and I think scallions. And then you just pile all that in the middle of your dough and fold it up.
My
The
gosh.
galette, and then you bake it off, and it is so good,
That might
y'all.
be next week's adventure for
It's
me.
good. It's good. And it, like, it used to be like if you were making pie dough, then you felt like you had to have like a pastry blender or you took two knives.
Yes.
Just use your fingers,
Love
get
it.
in there, crumble the butter up in the flour to where you have little flour pebbles. And then add the rest of the ingredients to make a little ball. Put your little ball, make it into like a little disc, throw it in the fridge, pull it out, roll it out. You don't have to have a rolling pin.
I
You
do
can
have one.
use, if you don't have one, you can use a wine bottle. I perhaps the last I just made a peach and blueberry galette.
Ooh.
And I may have used a travel coffee mug to roll it out.
I love you
Please
so
let me know. So, listen, just don't make
Oh,
things harder.
I love it.
I guess that is the theme of my food this week. It's like, let's just don't make it harder than it
I
has to
love
be.
that. I
It's
love
my
it.
food.
And I really think those chicken cutlets, I've been craving like a homemade like chicken sandwich, like a good chicken sandwich on a
Absolutely.
good bun. I've been trying to think, last week I talked about those French dip sandwiches with the homemade hoagie rolls. I was like, what can I put on a hoagie roll? And that would be perfect.
It would be perfect.
Perfect.
You
With a
know, I
fun
bet you could do
sauce.
I bet you could do you could act because like also living in 580 square feet with direct western sun exposure, I live in a hot box,
Yeah.
so it's really not even an option to turn on my oven after like between the hours of like 4 and 7. I can't turn on my oven. It just can't happen. But I
Yeah.
bet you could do those cutlets in the air fryer.
Look at that.
They'd be better. You can do them on the stove.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it. But a lot of people like to put them in the oven. And I bet you could do them in the air fryer.
Love that. I have been living my best life this week. I've given y'all the recipe before, but I, went to the farmer's market again, did all the things I normally do because the Silver Queen is in. But I made the blackberries were in and they looked really good and they're small and a lot sweeter than normal. And so I made a blackberry pie and then I made that no churn ice cream. I'm telling you, I did the bourbon version. So
I'm gonna have
bourbon.
to grab. Apparently, my ice cream maker is dead.
It's so easy.
I tried to make peach ice cream. I tried to make vanilla ice cream, and both times it would not actually churn.
Oh, this is so
went
easy.
through.
Yeah.
So,
So easy.
well,
So I did that.
here's an ethical question.
Yeah.
If you think that your ice cream maker is busted,
Yeah.
do you donate it to Goodwill?
No.
You throw it away.
Yeah.
What if you're not sure it's busted? Because it shouldn't be busted. It freezes and it moves, but it has not frozen either batch of ice cream.
Do you know what we don't have anymore that would be helpful in this situation is small appliance fixture
Repair.
repair people. So your options are donate it or toss it. There's nobody to take it to anymore.
And I hate to, I feel like I'm gonna donate it just in case it's user error.
There we go.
But then what if they get at home and then they're like, this thing doesn't work?
But they probably only paid $2 for it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for taking this ethical journey with me.
You're welcome. I love it. I love it.
So talk to us about your favorites, ma'am.
So this week, if you are not watching The Bear, what are you even doing? Are you watching The Bear?
I keep having a moment where I'm like, I can watch, but I can't get them all in. And I'm like, I'm not going to want to stop once I start.
The Bear is, I mean, I'm gonna go out on a limb. I think it's the best TV out there, like historically. Like, it's so well written, it's so well shot, it's such a good story. They know how to say, in some episodes, they use less words and say more. It is a beautiful show. If you are not watching it, run out and watch it. And season three, you're right. You're going to want to watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
But season, and it ends in a big cliffhanger. And I literally cussed at my TV when I was done because I
You
am
know, I
done.
may just wait until the next season is out, but you tell me that.
I mean, I'm so mad.
I hate a cliffhanger.
I know. But let me tell you, the cameos. Jamie Lee Curtis is back and is fabulous. That woman deserves an Emmy as a, do they still give the guest star Emmy?
They
She
do.
deserves it. She deserved it for last season's Christmas episode. She deserves it again this season. She is fabulous as the mother. John Cena is in it. And then you have to watch really closely for others. Like, I think it's one of those shows that actors love so much that they just don't care. They want to be a part of it. So, like, John Mulaney's in it. And I had to, like, look and go, wait, is that the back of John Mulaney's head? You know, so it's things like that. So it's full of people just wanting to be a part of it, which is, I think, a testament to how great it is. It's up there with Fleabag to me. It's up there with, you know, Cheers and front, like it's really just one of the best. Ted Lasso, it's one of the best shows out there. So definitely watch it. But you, I mean, it's a big cliffhanger like last season was. So anyway, there's that. So definitely go watch The Bear. If you have not watched seasons one and two, do yourself a favor and go watch it.
Okay.
Decompressing. So we had on July 4th, there were 60 people.
I'm sorry.
60, 6-0. And somebody got engaged. Like, it was a whole thing. There was toxic masculinity inserting itself. There was all kinds of stuff going on. So I took Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon and just decompressed. I didn't talk to anybody else. And that is a gift, like we were talking about earlier. You need to, it is okay to give yourself space and to ignore the calls that I ignored and to just exist and have quiet in your life. That is okay. Do it.
I'm nodding. Y'all can't see me. But I think y'all know I agree, considering I took a whole
Yeah,
month.
you did. But it was just like, I live by myself. So even just with our little pod of people, that was a lot. And then add all these other people in. I mean, there was a guy there asking about why we didn't have more children. And I was like, oh, don't make me go there. So it was one of those kind of things, which most of the people I adore. But then, anyway, I just needed to decompress. And I really think that's so important, whether you are single like us and not used to being around people, or you just need a break from your family, it is okay. Do it for yourself. It is okay to leave the kids with dad and to take some time for yourself.
Indeed.
The other thing that we did at night a lot was play some games, and you know how competitive I am. And so that was fun. I had never played Rook before. If you've never played Rook, it is a lot like bridge. If you are an old lady like me and learned how to play bridge, it is a card game. It's super fun. We play dominoes up there. We play Scrabble, but it's just fun and it's competitive. And I lost, but that's okay. No, it's really not. But I'm still getting over it. But that was a lot of fun. So, instead of having the TV on at night, get your family together and play some games together. I highly recommend. The other thing I'm doing this week is making tomato sandwiches.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me tell you, there is nothing better than a sandwich you have to slurp. When the tomatoes are so juicy that I don't even bring it in here to eat. Like I eat over the kitchen sink because it
Oh,
drips so
what?
much.
Sean of the South. Sean, I think it's Dietrich is his last name. Do you follow him at all?
No.
He's great. He mostly posts essays on Facebook. He wrote an essay several summers ago about the perfect tomato sandwich and how you have to stand over the sink to eat it.
Yeah, it's true. I was looking him up. There we go. So it's white bread, sunbeam, or some kind of bread that sticks to the roof of your mouth when you eat it. Like legit white bread, mayonnaise, plenty of mayonnaise. I put pepper, lots of pepper, and tomatoes. And that is it. And you can't do it in September, October, November. You have to do it right now.
You can do it in September if you live in DC.
If you live in DC, you cannot do it in December, January, February. Store-bought tomatoes are not the same.
I've got one tomato left from when I stopped in Montgomery on the way home from Auburn. And I'm like, it's going to go bad. I'm like trying to save it. Because I will say it is a challenge to get good produce around here.
Which is interesting. Well, I guess you don't have the land
We
or
do in the northern part of
crops.
the county, but I mean, I'd have to drive an hour, which I'm gonna do because I need
Yeah.
some tomatoes.
I mean, I drive 30 minutes to Jaymore, to the farmers market.
It's a, and plus it gets hot so fast down here that we're
Yeah.
back.
Yeah.
There
True.
is a lady who drives to Alabama. Typically, she'll drive to Alabama once a week and get a whole bunch of stuff and bring it back. But she wasn't at, there was a farmer's market today. And she was like, I'm not gonna be there today. But she's like, in fact, she started all this during COVID, which was genius. And she would go and get all the produce and then she would make boxes of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like a CSA box. But now she'll just be like, just text me what you want. Like I'll get you a case of tomatoes. I'll get you a case of peaches. I'll get you
I
half a
love it.
case. If you just want a basket, let me know. And then she'll just put it all in her yard and you just go by and like pick it up and Venmo her.
I love that.
Come on. Come on.
It's a great service. So make yourself a tomato sandwich. Now is the time. Now is the
I will
time.
say I had bought, in fact, I can't remember if it was on like Cooks Illustrated or something where they were talking about like the perfect BLT. And they were talking about to use potato bread. And you just toast it on one side. And I was like, okay, I can get behind this. So I bought some potato bread, but then I
Yeah.
bought a loaf of sourdough from Black Bear. I
Ooh.
will have to say that makes a pretty good tomato sandwich.
Look, I
Not the
think any
same, but
kind of
it's
artisan-y bread will only enhance it.
yeah. I
So
don't know.
I'm here for
See
that.
that white bread sticking to the roof of your
I
mouth.
mean, there's nothing better.
I will say I put salt on my tomato.
That is a thing too. I mean, that's I put tons of pepper, like probably more than I should instead of salt, but I think salt would definitely Yeah,
And you know,
that's an okay ingredient.
they're just sandwiches in your life. Like I made a really good BLT last week that just hit. Like it,
Yeah.
like, oh yeah, this is the BLT. And I still, in fact, a few years ago, I texted my former boss, but like forever friend, Leah. And when I graduated from college, before I went to DC, I lived with Mike and Leah in Noonan and answered the phone. Mike had just opened his law office at which
Yeah.
I eventually worked, but he didn't want to hire a secretary until he found the perfect secretary. So that summer, I lived with them and answered Mike's phones for him. And I still remember Leah brought me, and it's downtown Noonan, and they live in downtown Noonan. So she literally like walked to the office with a BLT, and it was wrapped in aluminum foil. And like I, that was the perfect BLT. Like I,
Perfect.
like that's, that was the gold standard
Yeah.
that I'm forevermore searching to recreate.
Yeah, I love that. There is something like those Italian sliders that I have told y'all about on here, tomato sandwiches. I don't know why I'm craving like a chicken cutlet or a good fish sandwich, fried fish sandwich, something like. There's something about a sandwich that is getting me all excited lately.
Summer is very much sandwich season to me.
It is. It absolutely is. It is. So make a tomato sandwich because now is the optimal time.
Absolutely.
The other thing that has happened this week is that the Avett Brothers have dropped a new album. It's self-titled. The Avett Brothers, I love them. And they were on. Have you listened to Armchair Expert with them on there? Oh my goodness.
Don't you just, I mean,
The
smart,
yes.
thoughtful,
Yes.
deep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not formulated music. Like that's where I think country pop is so wrong, is it's just a formula.
Yeah.
But they really write what's in their hearts and what their ex life experiences are. And I love the album. I listened to it after I listened to Armchair Expert. The love that Dax Shepard has for the Avett Brothers is so cute.
It's so
So
good.
cute. I love to see dude friendships. And theirs is precious.
He and he gets real, like anytime he goes somewhere and Kristen is singing, he talks about this, like he just starts crying. Like the fact that somebody can sing is remarkable to him.
I love it. So go listen to Armchair Expert and then go listen to the album. They're great. They're
Yeah.
great. Have you heard the album yet?
I have not.
Oh, it's so good. It does not disappoint. So far, my favorite, there's a song talking about growing up in the South, man. There's this
One that they played
song.
on the podcast.
Yes.
Country.
Country Kid. That and Love of a Girl. I mean, there's just it's just so good. So good. So I can't wait to hear your take on that, but I know you'll love it.
For sure.
So what are you up to this coming week, Mandy?
Nothing.
You say no. I love that.
I'm afraid I might have a toothache,
Oh.
which if I do, it's going to be real bad news because I think I've mentioned before on here that like I still have baby teeth.
No, you have not.
Listen, I was starting at a deficit before I fell down in Chicago and knocked all my teeth out. Yeah, no, I still have baby teeth, and then I didn't get
Wisdom.
four mol oh gosh, no wisdom teeth. I don't have four molars. I gum my food, basically.
Well, all right.
I have two baby teeth on the bottom and then one molar on the bottom. Okay. So
Okay.
if I have a toothache, it is because my baby tooth has cracked, which means
Oh.
then I'm only gonna have one molar over here, which means I'm gonna have to have an implant, which I really don't wanna do.
Oof.
And I hate going to the dentist anyway because my dentist is this mean Russian lady.
Oh.
And she's been trying to get me to go to the orthodontist for like a year. And I just don't want to spend $25,000 on my teeth. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. But I can't tell her that. I tried to tell her that last time I was there. I was like, I would rather spend my money on like taking my nephew to Africa.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, spend it on yourself. Don't
Well,
spend it on your nephew. And I'm like, well, but I would be spending it on myself.
and if I'm going to spend it on myself, it will not be on teeth.
Just don't care that much about it. Like, I would
So,
prefer my front teeth to look a little better,
yeah.
but not enough to go to the orthodontist and have implants and move everything. She was trying to fix my bite.
Oh.
And listen, they couldn't fix my bite when I was 13. I don't care about my bite. Like, it is what it is. But it screws up all my
Oh,
molars because I don't have half the
yeah.
molars. And then, anyway. She's wanting to go gold standard. I'm wanting to just not. So I but and also, so I was supposed to get my teeth cleaned the day after my mother's surgery. So
Oh,
obviously,
yeah.
so then I was like, y'all don't start calling me until like middle of June to reschedule because I'm
Yeah.
not gonna be home. And so they've called me twice to like come the next day, and I haven't been able to do it. But now
Yeah.
I'm gonna be like, I think I
Oh,
need to come
I gotta go.
in.
Getting back to the whole single person thing, it is very important to have a good team around you. I have a good team of doctors, have a good team of finance people around me. So maybe the Russian, I mean, is it good that you're afraid of her, or is
I
it?
mean, she's fine. She takes my insurance.
Well, there's that.
And I don't, like, short of driving to Noonan to go see Dr. Yancey, who's the one that rebuilt my teeth, but
Yeah.
and I may go and just say, here's what my dentist wants to do.
Yeah.
What do you think? I love Dr. Yancey. He's totally like the most conservative dentist you've ever known. In fact, the first crown I ever needed, he insisted that it be a gold crown because it would last forever.
Love it. So you have gold teeth.
I have a gold crown.
That's my
Now,
favorite.
since then, all my other crowns, which I have several, have not been done by Dr. Yancey. But having now had to replace a crown after having it for fewer than 3 years, I'm team gold crown.
Yeah. I
Because
have a.
listen, it's $2,500 the first time. You don't want to
Yeah.
have to pay for another one.
Yeah. I have a great dentist. I have a very small mouth, so I've had a ton of teeth pulled. Ton of teeth.
We should give them to me.
If I had known, I could have donated.
Because I'm over here gumming my
I've
face.
had like 16 teeth pulled in my lifetime.
My God, Katie.
I know, baby and adult. Yeah.
Well,
Fun times.
I may also, it may just be an earache and not a toothache. Like, it's that
Oh,
area, like,
yeah, all right there.
yeah. So
Yeah.
I should just suck it up and go to the dentist. And, like, let me tell you what you're going to run into around here. My friend Mark went to the dentist and texted from the waiting room because they had one of those gigantic galvanized tubs full of drinks in the waiting room of the dentist.
Okay.
And I'm not talking Coca-Cola. I'm talking Coors Light.
Oh, I'm confused.
Welcome to 30F. And they said,
I'm gonna suggest
"Hey,
that
we
to
have
Amber
a
Lawson. Amber, if I know you're not listening, but if you were, I expect champagne in the mornings when I come. What are you
And then
doing?
they were like, "We have a rooftop deck if you would like to go upstairs to enjoy your beer."
Heck.
Rooftop deck while you wait.
I'm
I'm
so confused.
sorry.
Is this a bar or a dentist?
Oh my God.
No,
So yeah, the Russian doesn't seem quite so bad.
that's crazy.
And I did like Susie loves her dentist, and I did like try to make an appointment. Also, the Russian is like 2 miles from my house on
Yeah, that
30A.
makes it convenient. Yeah.
And if I do something differently, it's gonna have to drive 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Unless I go to the galvanized tub bar dentist, which I'm not doing.
That is sketch.
Also, who is your attorney and what is your liability insurance? Because what are y'all doing?
Getting people drunk and then giving them laughing gas? What the
Right?
hell? I'm so
Are we
confused right
carding all of our patients?
now. I'm so confused.
It's insane. So yeah, I'm just gonna stick with the Russian, although I may make an appointment and go see Dr. Pat when I'm in Noonan and just be like, hey, what would you do?
What would you do? What would Dr. Pat say?
I'm not opposed to driving to Noonan to go to the dentist.
Yeah.
We used to make fun of my mom because she still took all our dry cleaning to Moultrie.
I go to Macon.
You do.
All my doctors are still there because I don't know where I'm gonna land. So I just kept them all there until I know more where I'm gonna be.
Yeah. So anyway, hopefully I don't have to have some dental work.
Hopefully not.
Because listen, y'all, when I went back to the dentist after COVID for the first time, I then spent, I mean, I was at the dentist twice a month for about 6 months.
Ooh.
It was
Okay.
fun. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's not do that.
I don't want to do it.
No.
But yeah, I think that's all I really have on the
That's enough. That's enough.
I keep trying to convince myself to start walking
Yeah, it's too hot.
again. It's too hot.
Too hot.
But I still feel like I've got to just, I mean, okay, I'm looking out. It's 10:44. I'm looking out my window. Somebody has got their cane corso puppy, to, well, Jane's leaving me a voicemail. Walking on the sidewalk right now, it is 84 degrees, but it feels like 94 degrees. Like, what are you doing? Don't do that.
No, don't do that.
But I should go at like 7:30 at night
Yeah.
and just walk for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that here out loud
All
so that
right.
maybe I'll be accountable.
There we go.
What's going on in your world this week?
Well, this week I am writing. Don't be shocked. I'm working on my ordination paperwork.
Good. We've been
Sure.
making progress on that.
Little bit, yeah, a little bit, making some decisions about what to write about, so that's always good. And then next week, which I'd forgotten about this, and it's both something that I'm looking forward to, but it's also my worst nightmare. My little group of female clergy that
Yeah.
I am a part of, I love those women dearly. Because we are given some grant money to do these outings and to come together and have a space to do that. We had to pick an activity to do together, and one of the girls really wants to ride roller coasters. So we are going to Dollywood. And y'all know I'm not a people bee
Next
person.
week, you said? I
Yes. Yes.
mean, it is in the mountains.
It is. So there's that. We've got a nice place to stay. So there's that. And then the other thing that they sent the other day, and I just didn't even respond. They want to go like at the park at night. One night there's a dance party, which I don't get me wrong. I love to dance. I love to dance. I do. I really, really do. But I first of all, that means I got to pack my pole. Second, that's just a lot of people to dance with. Anyway, so it's fine.
I feel like you're gonna have to dust off your elementary school square dancing
Look,
lessons.
if I get to see Dolly, it'll all be worth it.
Dolly, let me tell you where Dolly ain't in July
I know.
is a dance party in
Look.
Dollywood.
Okay. So
Oh my God.
it's going to be so much fun because I love those
You're
women
gonna
so
have
much.
to lean into it. You're
I'm
gonna
gonna
have
have to
to
lean into
lean
it.
into
Yep.
it.
My grandmother, God love her, not Gogi, but my dad's mom, Thelma, in her later years became a literal recluse. She never left the house. She only ever just walked to her mailbox.
I'm nodding. I'm nodding.
She, I mean, I don't want to turn into that.
Listen, they're worse things.
Don't encourage this. I love going and doing fun stuff. I really do. But I mean, I'm not sure. I was just agreeable because I'm agreeable to whatever. It's going to be an adventure.
You're really gonna have to lean into it.
I'm gonna have to dance my little booty off. Just show out.
You
It's gonna
are.
be great.
I
It's
have
gonna
to
be
go.
great. It's gonna
Well,
be great.
keep us posted. When is that?
I'll be back next Wednesday. Just in time to record the podcast and tell you all about
Excellent.
it.
All of the details will be fresh in the memory.
Can't wait to share that with y'all.
Listen, we're here for it. We're here for it. I hope everybody has a great week. Katie's is obviously going to win, but hey, we wish y'all a good week as well. Oh, God.
Get your
Go
pole out
find
of storage and go dance with somebody.
your dance party, friends.
Wow.
And we shall gather again next week to discuss.
Can't wait.